is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on the politics of negativity. As I drove out of Little Rock before dawn, I started flipping through radio stations to hear what was on besides KBF and a bit of informal early morning market research. I listened for a bit towards Pine Bluff to a panel of politicos who headed the Republican, Democratic, and Libertarian parties in Arkansas, along with a couple of political scientists, as they tried to puzzle out something they called the Arkansas electorate. Needless to say, there was at best imperfect agreement on anything other than the fact that at least in this moment in time, they felt that Arkansas voters might be among the reddest, most Republican voters in the country. Independents have migrated, largely in reaction to Obama and the Obama presidency, more clearly to the Republican column, leaving them with more than 40% identification. Democrats in the mid-30s and Libertarians and Independents sharing the difference. Yet, paradoxically, it was interesting that they thought the top of the ticket was almost irrelevant to Arkansas voters this election because they were focused on different ideological issues. In some ways, that didn't compute. In a reaction to Obama, they went more Republican, yet in a reaction to Trump, they were going more local. Democratic Party Chief Gamely argued he thought it was more fluid and would go cycle to cycle. I would have thought he would have doubled down on the potential impact the top of the ticket would have. This is just not an Arkansas story. It's likely to be an American story. There's also a huge contradiction embedded in one of the professor's arguments about what she felt were the ideological commitments of the voters. One person interjected a point that seemed the most insightful of their arguments about what he called the politics of negativity, which seems spot on and would undermine any ideology. He pointed out in this election and many others, people were not voting for something or someone as much as they were voting against someone and something. His point drifted away, as so often occurs in these kinds of he say, she say things, but it's worth remembering that the identity crisis Republicans find themselves struggling with around issues about values, trade, immigration, even social programs, with the base migrating to Trump, even though he's nowhere near the Republican Party line. Ideology on any of these issues is partially explained by this notion of negativity politics. Negativity equals no ideology. Negativity is the absence of ideology. The same, in a very troubling way, can be said about the Democratic Party situation, even if they have not admitted to an identity crisis in the same way the issue is facing the Democrats. The Democratic Party has become the party of the bi-coastal elites, highly educated and upper middle class and more wealthy, while its base, even though not rebelling yet, is lower income, blacker, browner, younger, and more voting against than for its leadership and any notion of ideology. The other night, I watched the first episode of Borgen, the Danish political television drama on politics, and if that's a guide of any kind, this may be a global contradiction as well. The woman minority party leader wins the debate at the end of the first show, becoming prime minister by arguing much the same case, that the politics of negativity should be rejected, and that voters needed to rally to an ideology that reflected the more aspirational national identity and culture. Seems that day might need to leave fiction and become reality here and elsewhere soon as well. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.